Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
So, I decided today that I would like to start a podcast. And it's been something that I've only been thinking about over the last couple of weeks because I've only just started getting into listening to podcasts. The first one being Couple Therapy with Casey Neistat and Candice Paul, his wife. And because I was interested of like how that would be, and I've really been enjoying their episodes, which is how I kind of got onto Anchor. And then I've kind of been receiving notifications from Anchor about starting your own podcast, like anyone can do it. So that kind of fascinated me, and I thought, could I do it? Is it something that I would like to do? And I'll come back to that in a minute, but also this week where I met up with Nina, remember when we went out on Monday? Well, she was talking to me about podcasts that she listens to, so I've started to listen to them as well. And I'm really enjoying it. I'm really enjoying the experience of, you know, listening to episodes. Some of them make me laugh so much, you know. But also it kind of frees you up to, you know, do other things whilst you're listening, which I don't usually do when I'm watching something. I like to give what I'm watching my full attention, and I don't get the same kind of feels from it. So, you know that I have wanted to start a YouTube channel for a long time, right?
Yeah.
And I've been thinking about all the different things I could possibly do. I've imagined myself vlogging. I've imagined myself doing tutorials. I've imagined myself becoming like some really big successful YouTuber with, you know, doing like sponsorship deals and stuff like that. Because it's, you know, it's stuff that you actually come across. People talk about their experiences of how they've kind of grown their revenue through creating video content and stuff like that. And it did appeal to me, but as you know, I haven't really kind of run with it. So, and I wondered why that was. And I think it doesn't sit well with me because I don't know how I want to do this, really. And what kind of way I want to, well, what kind of way I want to, like, lay the foundation of a platform for myself in the things that I want to share out there. But also, it's like the whole setup of video recording and being visually available has kind of put me off because, you know, it means that I have to kind of get dressed, and then not just get dressed, am I looking kind of good enough, professional enough? I have to be kind of like kept well, you know, in a sense, so that I don't like put people off or whatnot, you know. And because people do judge you, people do judge the way that you look. So when I was thinking about starting a podcast recently, I was like, you know what? It's brilliant because no one gets to see me or whoever I'm talking to. And the kids could be in it and I don't have to worry about who's watching us, that kind of thing, you know. And it can just really be about what I want to share, my message, what I want to talk about. And that really appealed to me and I thought, actually, I could probably do it. So today, I've been thinking about what would I call my podcast? Like, how would I use it? Because I thought about, you know, I'm doing like the Storydory website at the moment, which is collections that I make because I make journals. And I'm working on the new collection and trying to sort out my new website with that and whatnot. And you also know that I want to be blogging about my life experiences through Journeying Stories, which was meant to be something that I started years ago. And Storydory was meant to be like the merch, the tools that I create to accompany my journey through life and how I document it, basically, through journaling. And then Craft Buffet took off as well, where I've been doing these mini kind of like creative journaling experiences to get people into it and playing and having fun. And it's all about sisters, Muslim women who, you know, don't give themselves a lot of opportunities to actually have fun. And so where I've been doing all of these, and I'm currently working on those websites, and I'm trying to, you know, get my blog post together that I'll be releasing soon, inshallah. I thought this would be a really nice touch as well, to like perhaps have something audio to add with a post, you know, or somewhere on my website talking about a specific thing related to that post or share. And it just really appealed to me that it's just like a really kind of like, it's a great way to kind of connect with people as well. But also take the element of like appearance and style, like physical style, out of it. So that's where I'm at, babe. And I wanted to say, because I nicked your tagline on your Instagram, just a human being. Yeah. And that's what I've decided to call this podcast. Because I think it just represents exactly where I'm coming from, you know, and I have all these different interests, I have all these different projects that I'm doing and things that I want to be talking about and sharing. I couldn't quite, what's the word? I couldn't quite, agree on just one of my brand names, like my Story Dory or my Journeying Stories or Craft Buffet, as being solely it, because it wasn't going to just be about that. You know, when I thought about the episodes that I could create, I might not share every single episode on my website. I might just share one where I talk about creative journaling, you know, or business, or, you know, an experience that we've had, like a an audio journal entry, you know, to accompany something. So it's not necessarily something that I will specifically make under one of my work projects, you know? So I thought just a human being is brilliant, you know, because you could just, you can say, yeah, it's just a human being, or you could also say it like just a human being, you know, and that's all that my life encompasses, and I know that's yours as well. And we're going through loads of things. So it's really helping me talk like this, because I struggle to kind of speak to a vacuum of nothing and wondering who's listening and wondering who is with me and who isn't. Because obviously this will go up much later than when it's recorded. So thank you for being here with me. And what do you think so far?
Yeah, you know, I think having a podcast that kind of encompasses all of the things you do, you know, be it Story Dory or Journeying Stories or Craft Buffet or just, you know, moments in your life where you have some sort of inspiration. You know, that, like, sharing that is really part of that tagline. You know, I thought about when I came up with that for my Instagram, it was really just about sharing the fact that I am human. And I'm just being. I wasn't being anything else other than just what would come naturally to me. You know, it wasn't a put on, or it wasn't anything fake. It's just my experience.
Sure.
And what I've shared of that. And
I really like that.
I think it's really universal.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I really loved about it, of how universal it is, because the moment I read it, I resonated with it. And I resonated it on a very humble level of, like, all I really want to do is do things that are meaningful to me and to us, and to share that, and perhaps let that be the conversation that I have, because I'm sick and tired of going through life where I just, you know, it's all about social media. And if you're not on social media, you're missing out. So, you know, talking to friends, be like, hey, what have you been up to? And it's like, well, have you got Facebook? You know, add me on Facebook and you'll see everything. And it's, I'm sick and tired of that, because it's like, I just feel like my energy is being, like, usurped. My attention, my thing, you know, things that I want to do, I'm not doing. And then it's like, why am I not doing it? And why am I still scrolling on this thing, just looking at what everyone else has been up to? Or, you know, and it's just like constant advertisement in your face. And now it's like thing, you're being offered, like, if you want ads, if you don't want ads, you have to pay for not wanting ads.
Mm.
And I just find that it's like, I'm done with it in a way, you know? And it's like, I want to share meaningful content out there, you know, because I don't like Facebook, but I like Instagram, for instance.
Mm.
But I know that Instagram is owned by Facebook, so it has the similar kind of end goal for them, which is to create loads of revenue through advertisement and whatnot. And I just feel like, you know, I'm trying to start to pull away from things, and I want to replace what I'm pulling away from with meaningful things that I'm trying to do. So that's why I want to kind of start something. So it was either going to be like YouTube, like do videos, or, you know, now there's podcasting and whatnot. And as you know, I do actually want to do blog content because I actually enjoy writing.
Mm.
I don't think I'm fantastic as a writer, but I enjoy writing. You know, I enjoy, you know, talking about experiences, sharing things that have happened that have meant something to me, be it because it made me laugh so much or it really hurt me, you know. And I don't want to share everything. That's the thing. It's like, I don't want to kind of like become like the Truman Show, where everything is, you know, I market my life and everything that happens in it.
Yeah.
And then I share every single itty bitty detail. That isn't the point for me.
Mm.
But it's to connect in a way that it's like, if I'm going to be using this and I want to be talking about something that means something to me, you know, and if I'm going to be interacting with others, I want it to be meaningful interactions, you know. And so it's like, well, that only happens if you actually then talk or share things that are meaningful to me. So that's the kind of way that I'm thinking about it. And I don't have a massive plan about this. I don't know exactly how I'm going to schedule it, what I'm going to create in terms of content and whatnot. But I just feel like I'm ready to start doing. I don't feel like I'm ready in the sense of, I've got everything together, I've got my life together, I've got my resources together. I just feel like I'm ready to start doing. That's it. You know, that's as far as I've got so far. And with that, I can then continue. Things might pop up for me, be like, oh, I'd like to talk about that today, or I'd like to talk about this today. Because sometimes I don't actually want to ring up a friend and like have a chat with them, because I think they might not be on my level today about something that I really want to talk about. And I don't want to burden with them with like, hey, do you know what? This has happened, or this is what I've been thinking about, or this is what I've been doing, and this is what's come up for me. Like, I don't want to assume that people will make that time of day for me. And that's another reason why I want to do a podcast, is because I can then talk in these episodes, you know, and just release it and share it with others and see what happens from it. So, how do you feel about that?
I think it's pretty cool. Are we like able to interact with your podcast, like leave any comments or anything like that with them, or is it literally just like?
No, it seems like you can even leave voice notes from what I can from what I've gathered. I'm using the Anchor app to actually create these episodes, so my podcast station, if you will, is on Anchor, and then they have these things which we're recording right now. I'm gonna see how I can add other elements to it,
yeah,
as I go along, sort of thing. I don't want to make these scripted as well, so yeah. I'm not about making this a scripted thing and whatnot. I know it might go against the norm because you need to keep your content like concise and straight to the point, and it makes it more popular if you're like this or like that. I'm not doing this to become popular. I genuinely just want to put things out there. And if it means something to someone, and if they have something that they want to contribute, I want to interact on that level, you know, and see what happens.
I like that.
Me too, because I just feel like, you know how long I've been going on about YouTube, right? Mm. How I've been like, oh, I really want to do this, and I really want to do it, and I'd be awesome. And it really was interesting, but I'm kind of like, I've always been kind of like, you know, that scared emoji face of like, I see how like people are using YouTube and what they're doing on there. And I don't like a lot of it, as in like, not the content, but I don't like how it's kind of run in a way, and it's like if I don't conform, then my content might not really get out there as much. I might be suppressed because I'm not really a channel, a person that's, you know, conforming to the, this is how to make your channel grow, you know, AdSense, this and that and whatnot. And I just feel like, but then again, it's like,
it never used to be like that though, did it?
No, it didn't. But the thing is, and this is the thing, it's evolved to be that way now. Mm. So it's like people are now having conversations about, you know, if you had started YouTube, if you weren't, you know, people that became successful for YouTube started doing YouTube as a hobby, like back in 2009, 10, 11. And there was like this sweet spot when they were just doing it for the fun of it. And then all of a sudden they became rich through it because YouTube took those people and said, here's how you can make money. Mm. And took them through that whole process, which they were able to, they were in on at the very beginning of it.
Mm.
And so in being that way, they've been able to grow. Now they're saying like, it's really hard to become a YouTuber now to that degree, without actually dedicating like 24 hours to it, mm. of really, you know, of content creation, of quality of your productions and so on and so forth.
I was going to say, it almost becomes like a production business.
Right. And although I've got nothing,
as many videos, you know?
I don't really have anything truly against that, but I just feel like with my current state of life,
mm.
as well as the things that I want to do and achieve in my life, I don't think I could dedicate that much to it, you know, as in like getting all the lighting sorted, getting, you know, cameras and whatnot. And although I love, you know, what Casey Neistat has actually inspired in me is to use what you've got, you know, mm. and when you can improve your situation or you can improve your content because you're, you know, you're earning enough, then obviously replace it with better. But there's nothing to say that you can't start with whatever you have. And so that's what's really kind of interesting to me. And I love that too, because it's like, again, it's like these universal things mm. that individuals kind of like shine a light on, or they're able to kind of communicate, are really what makes it worth it for me in terms of, yeah, I can make a contribution from wherever I am with whatever I have. And that's like kind of like my whole thing, yeah. you know. Not necessarily in you know, media content. It's more about just in general,
mm.
you know. So I'm excited. I'm excited mm. to do this. Like I said, I don't know how often I'm going to do it, but I think that when I'm kind of inspired to share something that I feel like I can really properly communicate, then I think I will make episodes like that. But I wanted to ask you as well, how would you feel about being part of this as well? Would you like to be on this, being on this with me?
Yeah. No, I think I'd like to join in from time to time.
Yeah, it'd be cool. It'll be cool. I'd love to share this with you. My name is Lily Ilgui and my husband here is
Lewis Hillier.
And you have been listening to our very first podcast, which is called, well, our channel name is Just Another Human Being. Thank you for listening. If you've got anything that you'd like to share on your thoughts about how the current social media climate is and where you're at in your contributions, in your interactions, that'd be great. Would love to hear from you. And yeah, we'll just see how it goes, basically. I'll just quickly say that I have lots of different interests, as we all do. So this is not a specific podcast for a particular category or genre. And I think that I will probably know what it is really about as I continue to make more podcasts. So bear with me. If you're interested in what we will be doing, then obviously, you know, stick by us and, you know, let us know that you're there, that you're listening, and we would love to hear from you. And yeah, look forward to our next episode and we'll see how it goes. High five, babe, high five. So thank you very much for listening and I hope to hear from you soon. Bye.
Bye-da-da.